We're back!
Hello.
We have a special guest again.
Well, guess who happens to be here?
Say hello, special guest.
Well, hello, everybody.
It's Duke!
Duke of comments.
Duke's here.
I'm coming to you on an Alan Arkin free zone.
What you may think.
You know, Mr. M tells us we can't smoke. Duke's telling us we can't talk about Alan Arkin.
We're being repressed.
You're tying our hands, people. Let's see. What are we going to do here? I know. Duke was instant messaging me earlier about an interesting TV show he's discovered recently. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, this is great. It's called Johnny Sacco and His Giant Flying Robot.
Sounds very good.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have a theme song?
Yeah, actually it does, but I can't sing it for you right now.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. It's probably in Japanese.
Oh. Is that an excuse?
It's a Japanese show, right?
Yeah, it is a Japanese show. It's from about the late 60s.
Okay.
And like most of those Japanese shows, it's totally warped and bizarre. It concerns a 10-year-old boy who's inducted into a top-secret spy-fighting organization called Unicorn.
Like you do.
Yeah. And he runs around fighting all the bad guys, and including a full arm to the teeth set of weapons.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old.
It's like going to school today.
Yeah. And he's darting and diving and shooting through the air, and he's killing people, you know. There's people dropping dead.
Awesome.
And on top of that, you got giant flying robots.
Hey. Now, and what's the giant flying robot's name? Does he have a name?
No, he's just called Giant Robot.
That's descriptive.
Well, it's a low-budget show.
Yeah.
They didn't really have time to develop a name.
Well, we're... Didn't have time for names. They were too busy trying to work out the effects.
The effects are great.
The violent Japanese version of Johnny Quest.
Oh.
That's all I can think about.
Is it animated, Duke, or is it live action?
No, this is live action.
Oh, it's live? Oh, I've just assumed with John flying robot it'd be...
Okay.
Oh, no, this is live
Holy,
action.
Holy, so this is like Land of the Lost.
Real life.
Well, it's there's a bunch of those things in the 60s. Ultraman and...
Oh, God.
The Japanese had a lot of those things.
We had Batman over here at the same time.
Yeah, he had Batman about the same time.
Now, Duke, do you remember Land of the Lost?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Land of the Lost. They only had three They only had three giant sets. They had a big pencil.
Yep.
They had a hand.
And they had the Sleestak cave.
Yeah,
that's it. Had to have the cave.
Yeah, that's my impression of Sleestaks.
Wasn't Clint Howard in The Land of the Lost?
No.
Oh,
well,
he wasn't one
of
the little
doohickeys? I'm sorry. I was thinking Land of the Giants. No, Land of the Lost with the Sleestaks. Yeah,
Land of the Lost with the Sleestaks and the big dinosaurs.
Yeah, the big dinosaurs. And they had the dinosaur creatures in the cave that had a bunch of jewels in front of them, and they would just randomly twist on jewels and things would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Those were the, yeah.
Wesley Uhr, I remember, I can tell you, he was the boy.
Oh, I remember him from, him from the Days of Our Lives soap opera.
Ooh. He was in the, I never watched it, but I do know that, because he was in the teen magazines, of course.
Duke watches his stories.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I used to watch Days of Our Lives because when I was in college, my grandmother watched it, and I went over to her house to mooch lunch every day.
Ah, see.
Oh.
So it was on, so I'd sit there and eat lunch.
You get hooked on them easy, don't you?
Well, I didn't
Before
really
long,
get
you're scheduling your classes around them.
All I remember about it was everybody on it was named Dr. Horton.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, there was like 200 Dr. Hortons on it.
The All My Children equivalent to that is Dr. Martin.
Yeah, there's lots of Dr. Martins.
The Martin family, and they're all doctors.
Except Tad, the ne'er-do-well.
Tad the cad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we
need to recommend a movie to Duke. Duke wants a movie recommendation without Alan Arkin in it, Bet.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't recommend movies that don't have Alan Arkin in them. I'm so sorry. I was going to recommend Deadhead Miles. Of course, you wouldn't find that anyway.
You would be able to find it.
It would be a bit of a moot recommendation. I'll be thinking of one. You go ahead, Steady.
Well, I was just going to recommend, you know, something we'd seen recently. Like, I really like Divided We Fall, that Czech movie
you
that
liked
we watched.
It better than I did.
I did like it better than you did. Divided We Fall, that's from the Czech Republic. And, actually, I quite like the Maggie. I don't know how you are on the Ealing family of films there, Duke, but quite like that one.
Now, would I be insulting Duke's intelligence to ask if he's seen 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't suggest that then.
Don't insult his intelligence.
That would be redundant.
Don't insult his intelligence.
Because I just watched that last night. That's why it's fresh in my mind.
Right.
How was that an insult? I mean, that's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Well, no, I mean insult as in, well, of course I've seen it, you dolt. That kind of insult.
Beth always thinks she's insulting everybody, Duke. Don't take it personally.
Because okay. You know, there's one thing I don't want, it's to hurt anyone's feelings.
Exactly.
Have you seen Downfall? Have you seen Downfall?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my top 100 movies.
There you go. That is on your top 100 movies. I remember seeing it there.
Wonder what Duke would think of Dig.
What? Oh, Dig. No, I thought you meant Big. I thought you said Big at first.
No, that's insulting intelligence. You think that Duke might
Dig's
have a
pretty interesting little film. Oh, hey, I tell you what. Let's play a little round of Factor Crap.
There we go. Okay.
You each get to choose. So, okay. Factor Crap. A fly tower is another name for an airport's control tower. Bet?
Crap.
Duke?
Crap.
That is crap. Ding, ding, ding. Yay! You're both right. Okay. The first living thing to be sent into orbit around the Earth was a fish. Factor Crap.
I think that's crap.
I think it's fact.
It is crap. Duke is correct. Congratulations, Duke. Duke is one up on that.
Say I'm thinking of Eddie. The fish was interesting.
And finally, Carl and the Passions was one of the early names of the Beach Boys. Fact or crap?
I believe that's crap.
I'll take fact.
That is fact. Bet. Ding, ding, ding.
We need a tiebreaker.
You ended up tied. Okay, we need a tiebreaker. Okay. Fact or crap, 12 out of every 100 workers in Italy are employed in farming. 12
Who
out of every
cares?
100.
Isn't that real close to 12%?
That would be, that'd be exactly 12%.
It would be in and about 12%. I say crap.
Duke?
I'll say that's probably true.
That is true. I am afraid Duke has won this round bet. Duke,
guess they're all working at the spaghetti farm.
Yep, they're all working at the spaghetti farm, farming the spaghetti.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
that's probably enough for one session here. Oh yeah, that's a good 8 minutes of show right there. Thanks, Duke, for coming on.
Anytime.
I hope you wrote down some of those recommendations.
I did, and I'm going to check them out.
All right. Excellent.
This episode has been called 8 Minutes of Duke.
8 minutes of Duke. A hat full of Duke. Perfect.
The wrath of Duke.
The wrath of Duke. Duke!
Hey, I'm sure there's going to be thousands of people interested in Johnny Sacco. If they want to watch it, it's available Netflix on demand, so anybody that belongs to Netflix...
Oh, there you go. You can watch it right now if you want to.
Anybody belongs to Netflix can call it right up and get all the Johnny Sacco...
I thought you hated them, Duke.
What, Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a whole rant about Netflix.
Did y'all make up?
If you'll read my rant, I still subscribe to them, though.
Oh, I understand. Love, hate.
There's a lot of their business practices I'm very upset about.
Yeah.
They lowered my rate, so I like them. So,
I had problems with them early on, but we seem to be getting along all right now. So they certainly are way better than Blockbuster, which I tried for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And even during the free 2-week period, they couldn't keep me as a customer.
Blockbuster bites.
Yep.
Yeah, but Netflix is about the only game in town until somebody else comes along, and they're really about the only person you can patronize.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, well, we'll be back with more of this fascinating discussion in a half hour. Duke,
thank
you again for coming on.
Duke. She's not hanging up on you. It just
I have to hang up in order to end. In order to end the recording, I have to hang up. So
she's not leaving. Not leaving in a Ford Smith.
What a likely story.
Been hanging up on bed all day long.
She tells that to all the boys.
Exactly. All right,
bye-bye.
Gang. Talk to you later.
Bye. Heck of a bag.
Bye-bye.